The development of resistant strains of pathological bacteria can be explained by the way prokaryotes reproduce. The process of reproduction of prokaryotes that was described above can represent a great medical challenge for physicians and a serious medical problem for their patients when an infectious bacteria develops resistance to an antibiotic. When an antibiotic is used, there is a high probability that there is at least one strain of bacteria that is resistant to the drug. The reason for this is antibiotics are generally compounds that exist in nature as a defense mechanism for various fungi. This provides sufficient conditions and time for at least some resistant strains of bacteria to evolve. Even if there is no resistant strain of bacteria to a specific antibiotic, there is a high probability that a resistant strain will eventually evolve as a result of the genetic diversity produced by the exchange of genetic material from one bacteria to another. In addition, a resistant strain can also develop, at least theoretically, as a result of mutations. The general principle is, if there is one bacteria that is resistant to antibiotic X that is capable of reproducing, by binary fission, an entire strain of bacteria can develop that is resistant to antibiotic X. All of the above is more or less a Darwinian evolutionary process for bacteria. It involves the survival of the fittest bacteria for a given environment, such as the human body with penicillin. A colony of prokaryotes, including infectious bacteria, can double its population each generation, under ideal conditions. Prokaryotes, including disease-causing bacteria, can reproduce geometrically, under ideal conditions, more or less involving a sequence similar to the one presented at the end of this paragraph. The sequence mathematically illustrated at the end of this paragraph represents a single bacteria, after reproduction for 45 generations. Some strains of bacteria under appropriate conditions can reproduce every 20 minutes. However, even if we assume that it takes 1 hour for each generation, in 45 hours there would be over 17.5 trillion bacteria, under ideal conditions, as can be seen from the calculations below. Under less than ideal conditions, this may take perhaps a week. Keep in mind that infectious bacteria can spread from one person to another, and with this rate of reproduction, it is obvious that a single drug-resistant bacteria can infect thousands or even millions of people in a few months. From one bacteria to over 17.5 trillion, in 45 generations, one bacteria, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, 512, 1024, 2048, 4096, 8192, 16384, 32768, 65536, 131072, 262144, 524288, 1,048,576, 2,097,152, 4,194,304, 8,388,608, 16,777,216, 33,554,432, 67,108,864, 134,217,728, 268,435,456, 536,870,912, 1,073,741,824, 2,147,483,648, 4,294,967,296, 8,589,934,592, 17,179,869,184, 34,359,738,368, 68,719,476,736, 137,438,953,472, 274,877,906,944, 549,755,813,888. 1,099,511,627,776, 2,199,023,255,552, 4,398,046,511,104, 8,796,093,022,208, 17,592,186,044,416 over 17.5 trillion bacteria in 45 generations. Efforts to deal with resistant strains of infectious bacteria. Some of the efforts to deal with this problem involve the reduction in the use of antibiotics, especially when there is some degree of uncertainty in relation to a bacterial infection or the risk of such an infection. This does not stop the development of resistant strains of bacteria, but it might slow up the rate of development of drug-resistant strains. Restricting the use of antibiotics probably has some serious adverse consequences for at least some patients, as a result of not receiving needed medication, or receiving the antibiotic after severe symptoms have developed. The other method that is used to deal with resistant strains of infectious bacteria are repeated attempts to discover new antibiotics. This can be quite difficult and expensive. Actually, it may be relatively easy to find natural chemicals that have antibiotic properties in nature from molds and other fungi and bacteria. However, these chemicals are not necessarily safe and effective against the bacteria that causes human diseases. Another alternative might be to study the structure and chemical mechanisms of harmful bacteria, with the goal of synthesizing chemicals that can interfere with the mechanisms that the bacteria needs for reproduction, or to maintain life. The difficulty with this method is bacteria use many of the same chemical processes that most cells utilize, including cells found in the human body. For example, concentrated alcohol, sodium hydroxide, and sulfuric acid will kill disease-causing bacteria, but they will also very rapidly destroy human cells. Thus, it is necessary to find molecular structures that are unique to the infectious bacteria, and chemicals that will target the bacterial structures, without harming human cells. Still another method might be to develop genetic strains of viruses or bacteria that would attack and destroy the bacterial agents that cause various diseases, without attacking human cells. However, even with these techniques, some bacteria might develop varying degrees of resistance. An evolutionary perspective, or speculation, of prokaryotes and eukaryotes. Prokaryotes were probably the first living entities on our planet, which is suggested by their relatively simple structure. The more complex, eukaryotes might have evolved as a result of tiny prokaryotes incorporating themselves into the cytoplasm of larger prokaryotes. This is suggested as a possibility because many of the organelles in eukaryotes appear somewhat similar to prokaryotes. This includes mitochondria, chloroplasts, the membrane-bound nucleus. In addition, eukaryotes and prokaryotes have DNA, similar chemical composition and carry out similar chemical reactions.